My commentary on the book of Ruth. Ruth chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. Verse 1 reads, "In the days when the judges ruled, there was a famine in the land." Now this tells us the events in the book of Ruth happened during the judges, the period when God used judges to rule and to revive Israel. That's why in our English Bibles, the book of Judges comes right after the book of Ruth comes right after the book of Judges. In the Hebrew Old Testament, the Jewish Old Testament, the book of Ruth is not found after the book of Judges. It's found in a category with Songs of Solomon, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and other such books. We see here that there was a famine in the land. Now, we don't really know when this famine took place, but it's been speculated. If you read Judges chapter 6, verse 3 and 4, you will see the pagans constantly attacking parts of Israel, and especially the part where this book takes place. And they said they ravaged the crops. You see that in Judges 6. This could easily be that time. See, famines don't always result from no rain or bad weather. They can be a result of terrorism or war. And that was probably the case here. We should note as an aside, there are 13 famines mentioned in the Bible, all of which are God's judgment. They were a product of God's judgment, and it's therefore quite possible, and especially if you read the book of Judges, that this famine was a result of God's judgment on Israel. I would conclude that as part of my own personal thinking. The verse goes on, "And a man from Bethlehem in Judah, together with his wife and two sons, went to live in a far country of Moab." A few things to learn here. We see Bethlehem of Judah. Why does it say Bethlehem of Judah? Simply because there was more than one Bethlehem in those days, as there was with many towns and villages throughout the land of Canaan. There was many city names that were duplicated. This particular Bethlehem was in Judah, which is approximately 6 miles south of present-day Jerusalem. We see Moab. This family moved to Moab. It's a Gentile nation. And let's say this. We, in our 21st century, think of nations as having distinct boundaries. These nations back then, they didn't really have distinct boundaries. They were more or less civilizations, tribes, large clans. Moab was situated in what we would know today as part of northern Jordan, on the east side of the Jordan River. Back in those days, that land was really part of Gad and Reuben, two tribes of Israel. Well, within that territory lived the Moabites. See, the way it worked back then was you had one civilization, one tribe living here, beside them another civilization, another tribe, like the Hittites, the Hivites, the Moabites, the Philistines. There wasn't distinct borders. They just sort of lived in a certain area, and some of these peoples actually migrated. So this family, this Jewish family, migrated to an area east of the Jordan that was inhabited by the Moabites. If you read Psalm 108, verse 9, you will see that Moab, the Moabites, they were pictured as the wash basin of God. They were a group of people that the psalmist pictures, and really this is the psalmist, probably David, speaking on God's behalf. God says, they are my wash basin, where I wash my dirty feet, my dirty hands. That's how God viewed Moab. Why did God view Moab that way? It's probably for this reason. They are descendants of Lot. You might remember when Lot fled the destruction of Sodom, his wife was judged and killed by God. He had two daughters who had no husband. They had no husbands, and they had no children. To remedy the problem of having no children, and children, especially sons, were very important in those days to carry on the family line, these two daughters got their father, Lot, drunk. While he was drunk, they had sex with him, and both of them ended up getting pregnant and having sons. Each of them had a son. One of those sons turned into be the civilization known as Moab. That's probably why God views Moab as his wash basin. Anyways, this Jewish family migrate to Moab because there is a famine in and around Bethlehem. A famine that was probably there because of God's judgment. Now, many scholars, and I tend to lean towards this, feel that this family was probably out of the will of God when they relocated to a pagan area of the countryside. What they probably should have did is found repentance in the eyes of the Lord. What they should have did, if they were godly to begin with, should have preached repentance among the Israelites. But no, they migrated not to another part of Israel, but to a land that was inhabited by pagan, polytheistic Moabites that God viewed as his wash basin. Now, this is important for the rest of the chapter, and especially for Naomi, who is the wife of the husband who decides to migrate to Moab. I do believe that they were probably out of the will of the Lord by relocating. Now, can I say that for sure? Not really, because the text doesn't say so. But if you put two and two together, I think you can logically conclude that. The man's name, we see in verse 2, was Elimelech. Elimelech means God is king. We're not really sure if Elimelech lived up to his name, but that is his name, as we see in verse 2. The verse goes on to say his wife's name was Naomi. Naomi means pleasant. Hebrew names are normally important because they were given as a demonstration of the character of the person. When a Hebrew baby was born, they didn't name the baby right away. They waited to see what kind of a person that baby would be before they named the baby. And the names of their two sons were Nahlon and Chilion. Nahlon means sickly, Chilion means puny. These two sons were born in the land of the Moabites, and you can tell by their names, they were not healthy sons. This might just be because they were experiencing God's, would you say, judgment would you say punishment? At least you could say discipline. They were Ephatites. Ephatites here is a little bit debatable among scholars. The majority thinking is that this was a larger clan around Bethlehem of Judah that Elimelech and Naomi came from. So they were Ephraimites from Bethlehem of Judah, and they went to Moab and lived there. They relocated. They left the portion of the land, being Judahites, that God gave them. When Joshua went into the land of Canaan, God gave each of the 12 tribes a certain portion of the land to claim as their own through victories of war. And this family left the land that God gave them, left the land when it was in a time of famine, and probably a famine due to God's judgment, because all the way through the book of Judges, we see that God repeatedly judged Israel for not obeying him. They didn't obey him mainly because they gave themselves to the pagan societies that they were to get rid of when they entered the promised land. For more information, visit my website, stevesweetman.com, to learn about the Book of Ruth.